Trump says Canada-US dollar imbalance is unacceptable. Without elaborating, the U.S. president says it would no longer be that way. U.S. President Donald Trump took a few swings at Canada during a spate of AI-generated posts to his Truth Social platform on Sunday afternoon, including a complaint about the value of the Canadian dollar. Canada's currency dollar imbalance with the U.S. is unacceptable, he wrote in the morning. It has been that way for years, but no longer. Trump didn't elaborate. The Canadian dollar trades for about 72 U.S. cents, making their dollar ca dollar 1.38, according to the Bank of Canada. The U.S. is set to be hit with Canada's retaliatory tariffs Tuesday, adding to the tension of an already complicated and costly trade war. Early Sunday afternoon, after sharing AI-generated images of himself with George Washington, one in the Oval Office with this cabinet, another of the pair astride horses, the president posted another image of himself riding America over Ontario on a map of the suddenly disputed lake. In his salvo against Canada 10 days ago, Trump ordered the U.S. Geographic Names Information System to change the hydronym, after which Google Maps said it would make the change for users in the U.S. Apple followed suit last week. On Friday, Trump said Bing Maps, a Microsoft product, has also made the change. People, especially patriots from the United States of America, love the name change of Lake Ontario to Lake America, he wrote. The support has been overwhelming, including affirmation from Google Maps, Apple Maps, and Microsoft's Bing Maps. Trump claimed business on the U.S. side of the border has been booming since the change. National Post has contacted Microsoft for confirmation and comment. Amid his flood of posts on Sunday, Trump shared a graphic reading. If you have a problem with Lake Ontario being renamed Lake America, just remember, the left renamed the following. His list of things include various renamed U.S. military bases, commercial products, as well as the NFL's Washington Commanders, formerly Redskins, and the MLB's Cleveland Guardians, formerly Indians. Later, while he didn't mention Canada specifically, he posted three separate graphics explaining non-tariff cheating and the eight hidden tricks by foreign countries. Some of the examples of cheating include banning U.S. food, cheapening their money, and applying weird tests to make it hard for American firms to enter their market. Our website is the place for the latest breaking news, exclusive scoops, long reads, and provocative commentary. Please bookmark nationalpost.com and sign up for our newsletters here. Post Media is committed to maintaining a lively but civil forum for discussion. Please keep comments relevant and respectful. Comments may take up to an hour to appear on the site. You will receive an email if there is a reply to your comment, an update to a thread you follow, or if a user you follow comments. Visit our community guidelines for more information.